Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jacques Dezabi, CEO, president, chairman, and CFO of Universal Detection Technology. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is UNDT. Thanks for Universal Detection Technology is engaged in the research, development, and marketing of bioterrorism detection devices. Thanks for joining us today, Jacques.
My pleasure, Juan. Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk to us about the agreement with SRI, Strategic Response Initiative.
Well, it's been quite a while in the making. It kind of goes back, if you think about it, to the arc that our company has been on over the last 6 to 12 months. We've really begun to market aggressively our handheld detection devices, which detect most infamously ricin and anthrax, but also a slew of other bioterrorism toxins. And it was really just a few months ago we had a big piece of news come out where we got Department of Homeland Security Safety Act designation on our handheld devices, which in a nutshell means that it shields potential users of this equipment from any future liability down the road, and it puts us on an approved list within the Department of Homeland Security and our products. So naturally, after that happened, we really started aggressively talking to different types of distribution firms who could really take our product to the next level. And the first one we signed a couple of weeks back was with a German defense group called Centurio, and they'll be distributing our products to NATO countries outside the U.S. And signed with SRI. Whose founder has really unbelievable resume, specifically when it comes to chem bioweapon defense within the U.S. Army and within other military installations as well. So it's a natural fit for us. We've been talking for quite some time, and they have already begun aggressively marketing our products and trying to get them onto big federal contracts.
Great, and the company also made was featured on the exporter list for biological terrorism, namely your detection kit regarding the Olympics. Can you talk a little bit about the what this signifies?
Yes, we were fortunate enough to supply the Beijing Olympics both with biological detection and radiation detection. And we were recently featured on the export list through the Department of Commerce, as you mentioned, targeting a couple of places. One is South Africa in anticipation of this year's World Cup, which will obviously be a big gathering of people from all over the world. And, you know, those things tend to be targets or perceived as targets. And we would hope to have the same success we had at the Beijing Olympics, at the World Cup in South Africa. We're also working in the UK with the Department of Commerce. They had uncovered a ricin plot in the last few months, and we'll be marketing our ricin detection equipment there as well.
Great. Now, talk to us about the company's primary product, which is the BSM 2000. Is it 200 or 2000?
2000 is more developmental product and a much larger device, which basically functions as a 24/7 unmanned operating equipment, where it's constantly surveying the air in an HVAC system and is designed to give an alarm within 15 minutes of a spore event, which is you know, can be a bacterial spore event with, like anthrax.
Great, and so in terms of some of the trends right now, what are some of the emerging market trends, and how well positioned is Universal Detection Technology to UNDT to capitalize on some of these trends?
Well, one, the trend is definitely an increased awareness and an increased readiness at the governmental level. The trend in the public perception is not as strong. I don't think your average citizen is thinking about an airborne anthrax attack all the time. But the trend is definitely rising. Every security agency in the world is predicting a biological attack in the next couple of years, the Pentagon, the CIA, you name it. And everybody's doing everything they can to make sure that we're ready, both from our level, which is detection, and then also what to do in the aftermath as far as dispersing antibiotics and the like. So the trend is growing, the budgets are growing, and we are, I believe, well positioned. I think we've made a name for ourselves over the last few years. You know, for lay people, if you want to just Google anthrax detection, normally we would come up number one. So we definitely have built a reputation as a leader in the field of detecting these things. And now that we have that certification from Department of Homeland Security and these distributors in place, we obviously hope to capitalize on that reputation.
Great. And so maybe this is a kind of a hard question to gauge, but how many competitors do you have in this arena? And what makes your company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
You know, that is a great question because it's very difficult to name one-on-one competitors. There really isn't a Coke, Pepsi type of scenario out there. Our competitors are some of the larger defense contractors who have other types of systems in place. Our main advantage is cost savings primarily because some of the other ways to detect anthrax and the like have to do with DNA amplification, which is an extremely expensive process. The only place that really has something like that installed is the post office, and they are trying to find ways to cut costs out of that just because the DNA analysis is cost prohibitive.
Certainly. So talk to us about the growth of the company here moving forward. Will you continue to go organically? Would you consider some M&A? And if so, what's some of the criteria that you look for in companies that you're looking to acquire?
Well, we're certainly looking to grow organically. And like I said, some of these events, catalyst type of events, are very recent. The Department of Homeland Security certification, some of these distributorships, getting on the federal GSA schedule. These were all things that were a long time in the making and have now happened. So we certainly are looking to grow organically now that we've gotten some of those difficult things out of the way. At the same time, with the financial markets being what they are, there may be some opportunities out there for companies with established distribution networks. And that's probably where we would go if we were looking at an M&A scenario. But at the same time, we don't want to take our focus off of at least that subsection of the terrorism market. We're going to stick to chemical, biological, radiological. We're not really going to go into other types of things because that's a very specific part of the Homeland Security pie, if you will. But if there are things out there with good products and good reputations and we can fit them into our distribution model, we would certainly take a look at it.
Makes sense. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Jacques, as well as that of some of the key management team over at UNDT.
I've been with the company now 7 years primarily. Before that, I was doing financial consulting. And the other members of the team are obviously either have a military background or a scientific background.
And what specific goals and objectives does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
We would like to see a widened distribution of our products, both domestically and internationally. We have obviously some very key customers, so the Department of Homeland Security, certain key fire departments, Washington, D.C., municipality. We'd like to broaden that and really get a better reach across the spectrum. And at the same time, we'd like to continue to become more financially stable and continue to improve our balance sheet as well, which we've been doing.
And in terms of investors, do you think right now that investors understand the general direction and message of the company?
We try to do a good job to keep our shareholders or possible shareholders afloat of everything that we're doing, and we're just going to keep doing that if we need to do some more communication. We obviously will, but it's really a matter of people understanding that this is not something that's in the past, and we had some anthrax mailings a few years ago, and that's it, because the market for these products clearly does exist. And that would be the main point I'd want to make to any prospective shareholders.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Jacques Tazabi, CEO, President, Chair, and Acting CFO of Universal Detection Technology, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is UNDT. And before we conclude, Jacques, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider UNDT as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I'm certainly not here to make any predictions, for obvious reasons. But like I say, we've been around now for quite some time, and we've been working on some very specific things in the development and of bringing our products to market. And just within this last 6 to 8 months, we have had some key developments, which I believe will make things a little bit easier to push our products through the market again, with the DHS certification and some of these distributorships, and the working with the Department of Commerce, which you mentioned earlier.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth, as well as continuing to report on the progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors.
My pleasure. Thank you, Juan.